question we will attempt to answer now is one that I have heard several times, and it is simply this. If a person commits suicide, will they go to hell? If a person commits suicide, takes their own life, does that automatically mean that they go to hell? Now, I was raised up among people who believed very strongly that suicide would send a man to hell. It was a fact, and I suppose they still believe that. But what does the Scripture say? In the Bible itself, we have recorded for us six specific examples of men who committed suicide. We see Abimelech in Judges chapter 9. We see Saul in 1 Samuel 31. We see Saul's armor bearer also in 1 Samuel 31. We see Ahithophel in 2 Samuel 17. We see Zimri in 1 Kings 16. Of course, Judas is in Matthew 27. And then we see some folks believe that even Samson committed suicide in Judges chapter number 16. But the Bible does say, as we've listed below, six instances in which a man took his own life. Now, we must realize, as we do realize, that murder is condemned in Scripture. And suicide is self-murder, a sin. But when you say that suicide will send you to hell simply by its own act, then what you are doing then is admitting to the fact that a person can lose their salvation. What about a Christian who commits suicide? What about, I know a preacher who committed suicide. And the question is put before us, does not that man or woman go to hell because of suicide? Truth is, a man or a woman goes to hell because of unbelief. That is the unpardonable sin, is unbelief, refusing to believe what God says. Every man and woman in hell there now is there because they did not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation, regardless of how they may have died, whether it be by suicide, heart attack, motor vehicle accident, it doesn't matter. A man goes to hell when he rejects Jesus Christ and when he rejects the offer that Jesus Christ has made. Now, for a Christian, I do believe, however, that suicide has severe ramifications. I'm reading to you now from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul is speaking to Christians. He's speaking to believers. He's speaking to those who have been born again. And he's speaking about the judgment seat of Christ. And every living or dead at the time of the rapture, every believer will stand before the Lord. Paul makes it very clear. So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. But I'd like to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And speaking of this judgment, the Scripture says in verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest. In other words, what they did in life for God. Paul said, the day's coming that work will show itself. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, these verses plainly declare that a Christian has the opportunity in life to earn rewards, to do those good works, to do those things that would bring the reward. This passage also says there are things that Christians can do that will cause them to lose a reward or suffer loss, as the Scripture says, but losing their salvation is not implied in any way. We'll answer that question in another session concerning can a man lose his salvation once he has it. But back to the main question, does suicide send a man to hell? Well, for a Christian, nothing sends a man to hell. For a Christian, for someone who has truly been born again and repented of their sins and trust Christ as Savior, there is no sin that will send them to hell. Jesus has dealt with their sin He forgave their sins, and He Himself said that no man is able to pluck them out of His hand. But I do believe if a Christian commits suicide, they will suffer great loss at the judgment seat of Christ when they stand before the Lord and they realize all of the good work they could have done for the Lord had they not taken their own lives. But because they took their own lives, they, of course, could not bring glory to God with their lives anymore. Going back to a Bible reference, many people believe that Samson committed suicide. Well, let's perhaps say that's true. Let's say that Samson committed suicide. Of course, he killed many Philistines in the act. But let's say, as some believe, as many believe, that Samson committed suicide. If that was the case, it's very strange then that God would mention Samson in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, as being a man of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews, chapter 11, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, who through faith subdued kingdoms." And these scriptures speak of those who are faithful, who died in faith. Why would God commend Samson as a man of faith if Samson were in hell now burning because he took his own life by bringing the house down literally upon himself? If a lost man commits suicide, he's going to hell, not because he committed suicide, but because he is a lost man. He has never had his sins forgiven. So the answer is, suicide will not send a Christian to hell. A lost man who commits suicide will go to hell, but he would have went to hell had he shot himself or had he lived to be 100 years old and simply died of natural causes. No sin sends a Christian to hell. Once they've trusted Jesus Christ, their sins have been taken away.